一直到现在，如果你到以色列去，你到加利利，你会发现就在加百农的附近有一个地方，他们说是主耶稣五个饼两条就五千吃饱的地方。
And they say that that was a place where the Jesus fed the 5,000.
所以意思就是说，主耶稣叫五个饼两条叫五千吃饱，应该是如果这个加利利海是代表一个钟的话，应该在十一点钟那个地方。
And so, if we look at the Sea of Galilee again as a face of a clock, it took place around 11 o'clock.
所以就证明说，许多人不读圣经。
So many didn't read the Bible.
如果你真的把四福音书里面五个饼两条叫五千吃饱，通通综合在一起的话
，and it was to combine the four gospel together regarding the feeding of 5,000.
而且很清楚，很清楚，主耶稣五个饼两条叫五千吃饱，根本就在伯赛大的附近。
That we know that five loaves and two fishes, the feeding of the 5,000, in fact, took place at Bethsaida.
那不只是在那个附近，而在那个附近的山上。
Not only the nearby area, but it is on the mountain.
那个山刚好是靠近海的。
And that mountain was very near.
那个山的山坡一直沿到海边。
And the slopes are towards the sea.
所以大概就在那个山坡上，主耶稣就用五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃。
And that was at the slope that Jesus had fed 5,000.
这是唯一的一个神迹。
That was the only miracles.
不光主耶稣行神迹。
Not only that he had performed the miracles.
而且他邀请所有的门徒都参与这个神迹。
He has invited the 12 disciples, apostles. To take part.
这什么意思？
What does this
他不只要他们得人如得鱼一样。
Not only that he wants them to be fishers of men.
现在你要记得，等到了这个逾越节的时候，
you know that when you come to the Passover,
主耶稣要进一步带领他的门徒。
The Lord Jesus is going to continue to lead his disciples.
学习一些很重要的原则。
To learn some important principles.
那个原则是什么？
What are these principles?
这一次主耶稣五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃饱的时候，不是主耶稣一个人做的。
And that to feed the 5,000 is not done by Jesus alone.
你看见十二个门徒都有份。
Because that these 12 apostles, they were the partakers.
换一句话，主耶稣在旷野里摆设宴席。
Now, in other words, that he has laid his banquet in the wilderness.
十二个门徒是家中的佣人。
That we know that these 12 apostles are the servants in the house.
他们都站在佣人的地位上。
They are now standing in the position of a servant.
主耶稣要行一个神迹。
Now the Lord Jesus is going to perform a miracle.
他要他的门徒与他同工。
He wants his disciples to be
partakers.
To be co-worker.
许多的工作，许多的神迹都是门徒在旁边看的。
That we know that all the miracles are, the right miracles are performed, they were just, audience.
这一次神迹发生的时候，门徒说我在里面。
And now, when this miracle happened, they were within.
这个就是侍奉的意思。
This is meant by service.
我们知道说，第一年主呼召门徒是生命的呼召。
That we know the first year is the calling of the
call. 是呼召他们来得生命。
That in order that they may inherit eternal life.
那自从他呼召门徒要得人如得鱼，什么意思？
But then it follows by to make them to call, ask them to become fishers of men.
呼召他们来侍奉神。
That to call them to serve.
打发他们出去叫人得人如得鱼。
To send them out in order that they may become fishers of men.
但他们怎么能够侍奉？
How can they serve?
现在神给他们一个训练，主给他们一个训练。
Now the Lord is conducting a training session.
那个训练就是变化，就是这个五个饼两条。
And the training took place of when they feed the 5,000.
结果当主把饼和鱼水分开以后，这个拨开，然后递给他们，他们再递给众人，然后就叫许多人就吃饱。
And then as the Lord Jesus broke the bread and they passed out, and this is how.They were serving.
所以不要忘记，这个就是逾越节所发生的事。
And that happened during the Passover.
那门徒们太高兴了。
You know the disciples, they were rejoicing.
他们所等候的就是这一刻。
They were just waiting for this moment.
因为等到五个饼两条鱼，五千人吃饱，有人说要拥护主耶稣做王。
And after this multitude were, this 5,000 were fed, they want, to make Jesus their king.
他们觉得我们所等候的那个时候终于来到了。
They felt that this is the moment.
结果没有想到主耶稣把他们打发走。
But the Lord Jesus has sent them away.
打发走的时候，他一个人就到山上去祷告。
And then when he sent away, he has gone to the mountain to pray.
首先，祖先让他们到加百，祖先让他们到伯赛达去。
First of all, the Lord had led them to Bethsaida.
那个时候还没有起风。
And that was without wind.
风还没有开始，先打发他们到伯赛达去。
First of all, send them to Bethsaida.
那么然后等他打发这些人解散了以后，他一个人到山上去祷告。
And after he dispersed the multitude.He had gone up to the mountain to pray.
对于门徒来讲，他不知道为什么主这样做。
The disciples did not know what was the reason behind.
结果呢，等到他们离开，就坐船上了船以后，风就来了。
And the moment they embark upon the boat, and you know the waves, the tossing the waves.
一直到第二天早上四点钟，他们摇橹甚苦，他们的进步很少很少。
Until the fourth watch of the night, they find difficulties because they find progress.
一直等到我们的主靠近他们。
Until our Lord Jesus.
主在水上行走。
And the Lord Jesus was walking.
然后主告诉他们说是我。
And the Lord Jesus was saying, and he told them, it is me.
那不要忘记，这就是主的训练。
This is the training of our Lord Jesus.
你看见当主看见五千人吃饱以后。
When the Lord witnessed the feeding of the
people,
they were trying to make him king.
这是最好的一个机会，可以成立一个 mega church.
We know that it's a good opportunity to become to organize a mega church.
我们的主好像不懂得 mass psychology.
I think our Lord Jesus lacked knowledge of to become this.
主反而把他们打发走。
But the Lord has dispersed them.
主要不要做工？
Does he want to work?
但是主不是用他们来做工。
But the Lord is not using them to work.
主整个的心是放在门徒的身上。
His whole heart was upon the disciples.
这些人不过要吃饼得饱。
For the apostle, because the multitude wants just a few.
这个人根本这些人根本是讲功利主义。
They talk about
功利主义，讲功利的。
Just of a
讲 merit, 讲 merit, 讲
something that will merit them.
你讲这个是个 prosperity gospel 嘛？这 prosperity gospel。
And so that is actually a prosperity gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？你只要跟随主，你就有的吃的了。
As long as you follow the Lord, you will be fed.
他们的弥赛亚是 baker Messiah.
And their Messiah is actually is a baker Messiah.
你看见吗？今天许多人把我们主当作 baker， 许多人把我们主当作供应财富的。
And today that we treat our Lord as a baker because he's the one who's going to supply our needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你清楚了。
So we are clear now, brothers.
虽然我们的主退到海边，退到哪里，我们的主工作有他一定的方向。
That we know our Lord has a definite direction when he withdrew himself to the mountain.
虽然有拥护他做王，他们把打发走。
Although the multitudes were trying to make him king,
结果那些门徒们不懂为什么主这样。
But the apostles did not know what had actually happened.
因为那是逆风嘛。
That we know it's something that's hidden.
如果他们什么都不做，就把他们送回到原来的地方。
That if they don't do anything, they will return to the original place.
他们就非常留恋那个五个饼两条鱼那个地方。
They will long to be at the place where the 5,000 were fed.
主告诉他们不要留恋。
Well, it says that don't long for those.
今天主的工作，不管他多好，你不能和工作发生关系，你只能和父神的笑容发生关系。
That you do not want to create any relations of what you have achieved, but what is important that you must link up with the Heavenly Father.
今天许多人只要工作一发达，一五千人，你知道他整个的心所有都放在里面去了。
That many people today that if they are successful in finishing the 5,000, you will put the whole heart into it.
虽然祝福是那么大。
True, the blessing is very great.
但是我们的主没有和那个工作的果子发生关系。
But the Lord Jesus has no relationship with the result of the fruit.
今天传道人最难最大的一个问题就是他如果工作成功的话，那个果子就和果子发生关系。
That we know the preacher when he's very successful, he will have developed a relationship with the fruit.
我们的主到山上去祷告。
But our Lord Jesus withdrew himself to the mountain.
弟兄们，我们什么时候祷告？
When do we pray?
我们祷告是还没有传福音的时候要祷告。
Before we preach the gospel, we will pray.
我们求主给我们一百个人。
We ask the Lord to give us the 100.
结果一百个人完了，我们就回去睡觉去了。
And then we have 100 believers.
我们的祷告都是会前祷告，我们很少会后祷告的。
Very well, often we only pray before the meeting. We never pray after the meeting.
我们的主到山上去祷告。
Our Lord Jesus withdrew himself and prayed.
那个晚上是考验门徒最高大的一个。
And we know that the night was give the great test.
那是月亮的晚上。
And that is the night with the moon.
主耶稣在山上看得一清二楚，门徒在那怎样奋斗，怎样往前。
The Lord Jesus was on the mountain, who was very clear of what the struggles that the disciples have gone through.
主知道他们所经过的。
The Lord knew what they have gone through.
但等到早晨四点钟的时候。
And that when it was in the morning at 4 a.m.
主耶稣一定要到他们那里去。
The Lord must go to them.
因为十个钟头了。
Because it's almost 10 hours.
他们没有放弃。
They have not.
他们不明白主耶稣为什么这样做。
They did not understand what the Lord has done that.
他们忠心到底。
They were true hearted.
所以主不能不向他们显现。
No wonder the Lord has to appear to them.
等到主向他们显现的时候。
When the Lord appeared to them.
主说是我。
The Lord say it is me.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
所有的神迹都叫我们看见主所做。
All the miracles point to what to show us what the Lord has done.
这里有一个神迹是主所施的。
And that is the Lord is Lord Himself.
What he is. 不要忘记，他说是我。
He says it is me.
主耶稣乃是宇宙中最大的神迹。
Because we know our Lord Jesus Himself is the greatest miracle in the universe.
不止如此。
More than that.
当作是我的时候。
When he says it is me,
你知道，你如果读以赛亚书第五十二章的话
，and then if you were to read Isaiah 52,
是我这两个字啊
，is me, these two words,
是弥赛亚的名字
，which is the name of the Messiah.
你怎么知道有一天弥赛亚来了
？How do you know that one day the Messiah will come?
如果他说是我，那他就是弥赛亚。
If he say that it is I, then this is the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们知道主耶稣没有接受那些拥护作王。
The Lord did not follow the multitude.
主耶稣不要在他们面前做王。
He didn't want to be the king amongst them.
但对这些爱他的人
，But to those who loved him,
跟随主的
，Those who followed him,
虽然只有十二个人
，Although there were only 12 of them,
他们摇橹甚苦。
But you know they were laboring and rolling.
现在主耶稣告诉他们说：“是我。
”But the Lord Jesus said, "It is I."
什么意思
？What does this mean?
他真的是我。
It's true. He is truly the king.
他不是在五千人中间做王。
He is not the king amongst the 5,000.
他宁可在十二个人中间设立他的宝座。
He was willing to establish his throne among the 12 disciples.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
不要忘记，这个就是祝棚节，不是逾越节的时候所发生的事。
And this happened during the time of the Passover.
那么我们说过，这个第三年就是最后，就是这个钉十字架前一年，主的工作可以分两段。
That's what we have mentioned. This one year before he was, the Lord was crucified, we can divide it into two portions.
那么
two stages.
这一段第一段呢，就是我刚才所说的前面的四个月。
First, we have mentioned the first 4 months.
那我们刚才所讲的这些是通通发生在前面的四个月。
And so what we have been saying all this while was things events that took place.
那么过了，那么到了五千人吃饱以后。
After feeding the 5,000,
然后主耶稣就有了第二次的环游不道。
And now he moved on to his second trip.
第一次就是那一次到葛拉山那一次。
And the first time was towards Chorazin.
那么第二次呢？结果他就到了推罗西顿那边去了。
And now his second trip is now to Tyre and Sidon.
所以如果你仔细读圣经的话，我们就知道说主耶稣呢就到了这个推罗。就到了推罗西顿。
It's now arrived in Tyre and Sidon.
那么推罗西顿是在西北边。
No, it's located in the southwest.
是往海边走的。
Northwest.
是往海边走的。
Northwest, you need to move along the coastline.
那这一回主耶稣离开以色列地哦。
Now the Lord Jesus has gone away from Judea.
他到了推罗西顿那里，有一个迦南的夫人，一个外邦人夫人。
And now that he has come to this place, is a Gentile, is a Canaanite woman.
然后他的女儿被鬼附。
And that the daughter was demon possessed.
所以他就来到主耶稣面前，求主耶稣医治她。
And that she came before the Lord Jesus to heal her.
主耶稣回答说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
He says, do not cast the biscuits to the dogs.
这个狗在原文是玩具狗，不是我们普通骂人那个狗，不是。
This is a toy dog.
所以呢，他说不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
He says, do not give the biscuits to the dog.
那这什么意思呢
？What do you mean by that?
主耶稣当然是儿女的饼。
That we know, of course.
儿女当然指着以色列人来说。
Of course, these children are referred to the children of Israel.
那儿女的饼放在哪里？当然放在桌子上了。
That we know that biscuits are being placed on the table.
这个桌子就代表迦南，代表以色列嘛，以色列地。
We know that this table represents Canaan.
所以如果主耶稣不离开以色列地，那个饼永远放在桌子上的嘛。
That we know if the Lord Jesus do not leave from Israel, then the bread will always be on the table.
所以主耶稣说不好拿儿女的饼给丢给狗吃嘛。
He says, do not cast this this case.
那狗在哪里？那狗在桌子底下。
We know where the dog. Where is the dog?
所以就是你要注意到，就是说在桌子上摆的是饼，狗是在桌子底下。
First of all, we know the biscuits on the table, and the dog is under the table.
那这个狗没有爬到桌子上来吃饼，没有。
The dog didn't come up to take the.
这个